You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here on Monday afternoon hosting Right Side Radio. Glad you're with us. Monday through Friday, 2 to 5, we are here hosting the biggest show across North Alabama's radio. That's right, this one, Right Side Radio, where, like the guy said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Happy Monday, I suppose.
Happy Monday, yeah. I believe. Yes, indeed. It's been a full day. I've got more paper here than I think I have ever had. I'll take a picture and send it to you. It's unbelievable the amount of stuff I've got to go over. I'm not sure that we can get through it all, to be honest, but we will do what we can because this show does cover down. And listen, we got some folks calling in today. It's going to be interesting. So, you know, the whole General Milley thing is really getting traction. When I first heard it, I was like, they're always calling for somebody to be a scapegoat. No, this is getting big and deep. And I am going to be shocked if he's able to maintain his position, if nothing else, because he's a distraction to the White House. But General Milley, we're going to have Casey Wardinsky, who's running for Congress, who's a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army, who had to deal with Milley personally, and has a new story that came out on Fox News nationally, making claims that he has seen this as a pattern of behavior with Milley for some time. Casey Wardinsky is coming on at 3:30 to talk about that. And then at 4 p.m., a longtime friend of mine who I served with in the state Senate, but who is also a JAG officer with incredible amounts of experience, is a former state senator and JAG officer and veteran of Iraq, my friend Brian Taylor. He'll be on because he wrote a piece that we published through the Alabama Policy Institute just last week that literally talks about the legal implications of what this Milley story is about. And we're going to hear from a JAG perspective on what this looks like with all the investigations that could be coming. Other than that, though, I mean, I got stuff on the border. I got stuff on Afghanistan. I got stuff on state issues. I got stuff on the fact that your governor and your AG are pushing back hard against the Biden administration right now, and I'll tell you more about that. In the meantime, though, I do hope you had a good weekend. And it was wet, but I still got some yard work done. I hope you did. Got some time to chill, too. Gathered up with my family in Huntsville for my niece's wedding. And Saturday morning, though, was a bit of a break from my usual routine. So our usual Saturday morning fare at the house involves I get to sleep all the way to 6:30. Woohoo! But having a better-than-usual cup of coffee then, sometimes sitting outside on the deck, and before the yard work starts, Charlene will fix a Saturday breakfast, I call it. And that's big doings, see? Because most of the week, all I do is I drink a protein shake on the way to the office. But Saturdays, man, it's like eggs, biscuits, all the good stuff. But this Saturday, Charlene was away helping to set up for the niece's wedding, so I was left to my own devices, if you know what I mean. Now, I've been trained in survival skills. Come hard times, I can make a souffle out of grub worms and acorns. But at the house on a Saturday morning, I'm looking for instant gratification, you understand? So my quest for food took me to the freezer where I was surprised to find, of all things, Hot Pockets. Now, Hot Pockets, if you're not familiar, are that delightful American delicacy that invites any number of jokes but has kept many a college kid alive and sustained. And they come with risks. Anyone who has ever dined upon the tasty morsel of bread-wrapped goodness known as a Hot Pocket knows that timing is everything, and I do mean everything. So for those of you who have not been initiated into the world of Hot Pocketdom, please allow me to enlighten you on the culinary masterpiece. It's frozen in time. It comes wrapped individually in a clear, crinkly wrapper about the size of a smartphone. You take them out of their obnoxiously crackly wrapper, and you insert them in that amazing metallic cardboard sleeve, and then you read the directions. You find that a mere couple of minutes in the microwave yields a cooked product. But the packaging, all of it, inside and out, contains all the warnings available to man. I'm talking disclaimers that are suitable for hazardous waste or nuclear missiles, because if you don't watch the timing and you don't wait the recommended 2 minutes for cooling, you are literally taking your own personal health into your own hands. So you can imagine, it's Saturday morning, Charlene is not there, I've been left to my own devices, like I said, and I'm hungry. And the rain is coming soon, I've got to mow grass. So I blow on the outside of the first Hot Pocket, which is about as much good as blowing on the outside cover of a barbecue grill and try and put out the coals. And then one bite in, just one bite, and I quickly realized that what I'm actually eating is a napalm biscuit. It's a bread-wrapped lava-filled delicacy, and I'm clawing at the roof of my mouth trying to disengage some molten cheese from searing its way through into my nasal passages, and I begin to question my life choices, or at least my breakfast choices. I mean, there ought to be hazardous duty pay for eating Hot Pockets, or at least for eating them too soon, because like I said, timing is everything. Okay. Yeah, so why am I talking about Hot Pockets? Lord, Phil, Hot Pockets, last week you talked about the Constitution and freedom and conservative principles. Well, I do have a point here, so stay with me. My point is that politics are a lot like Hot Pockets. Timing is everything. So, you know, a week or so ago, I talked about catching the winds of public sentiment. Pay attention to the waves and the blowing winds of public opinion. Today, I'm taking that all the way into the realm of politics itself, because this is an election year. And we have some elected officials that deserve to stay where they are. They've done a good job, and we have some, though, that need to go. And I guarantee you that in an audience of this size, there is someone out there who's been thinking about running for office. Some right-side ruffian is thinking they could do that job if they only had the chance. Well, it doesn't just fall into your lap. You have to watch the timing. And you got to jump in with both feet. I mean, all in, my friends. This is something I know about. I ran for the first time in 2010 against a longtime Democrat incumbent. I had Republicans that told me I didn't have a snowball's chance. 8 years of service later in the state Senate, and everything that I ran on in that first election had been accomplished. We consolidated government departments. We cut our own legislative pay. We passed ethics laws. We enacted reserve accounts for our budgets, and we got them balanced. We knocked down the teachers' union. We made Alabama a business-friendly state. And I say we, because there was a group of us who all came in together with the same sense of timing. And we flipped the legislature from one that was liberal and Democrat controlled for 136 straight years to one that was principled and Republican. And then many of us left together in 2018. So what does that mean? What is timing in politics? Well, it's everything. In my opinion, timing is bigger than money. Timing is bigger than endorsements. Timing is bigger than incumbency. Everything that my opponent had in 2010, but what he didn't have was timing. So here's the practical advice. Let me give you 10 steps to working with the timing of politics. First thing, number one, you got to gauge the election year. And we're in one right now. Many of the offices will be having their qualifying to run for the office in about 4 months. If you're thinking about it, you've got about 4 months left to firmly make your decision. So number one, timing is you got to work the calendar. Number two, pray about it and seek wise counsel. And I mean wise counsel, not just a bunch of beer-drinking attaboys. I'm talking real counsel. Get some wisdom and pray about it. Number three, if you're married, it better be a joint decision, because it certainly becomes a joint effort. Number four, know the issues. And unless you stand out as being different than the current incumbent, then don't bother running. I mean, literally, if you're not different, why would you run? Because if you're not different, all you're doing is saying, hey, I want that seat. If you're different, that's what makes a difference. Number five, put together a team, a real team, committed to the cause and who are committed to you as the candidate. You're going to need that. You can't do it all by yourself. I don't care what the office is. Number six, no apologies. Who cares if you've never run for office before? Everybody who's ever run for office had to start with their first election at some point. So make no apologies for it. Get out there and run and look them in the eye. Number seven, let somebody else run your social media. Do not read the things that people say about you. You do not dance to the tune of Facebook and Twitter warriors who sit in their mother's basement in their underwear and type things out with a bit of keyboard courage. What other people say about you does not matter. It's the votes that count. Number eight, put in the effort. Nothing halfway. It doesn't matter if you're running for dog catcher. You go knock on the doors, you go to the functions, you look your opponent in the eye, and you dare him or her to outwork you. Number nine, always remember, your race cannot be about you. It may have your name on the sign, but if you're in it for the right reasons, it's always about other people. And number 10, remember that when you're campaigning, the only easy day was yesterday. It's hard work. You put in the time. You have some bad days, but remember that in politics, a week can be a lifetime. Things can actually change overnight. The whole thing can flip. You're in the fight until the votes are counted. I'm telling you, timing is everything. And in that respect, Hot Pockets and politics, they're a lot alike. And to be honest, both are pretty cheesy. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, folks. Hot pockets and politics. That's quite the mix. But Copper's laughing. Thank you, Copper. I hope the humor came through all the way around. But listen, folks, I'm telling you, some of you guys need to run for office. We got at least 22 legislative seats that are empty. We got judges' positions. We got school board positions. We got state school board positions. We got all kinds of stuff. And we need some right-side ruffians, some true conservatives who are willing to step up and say, I will run for that seat, and then have a team of people behind them to make it happen. All right, folks, plenty more where that came from. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We will be right back on Right Side Radio.